Welcome. This is American Public Media's Future Tense, Public Radio's daily journal of the digital age. The five greatest gadgets of the past 50 years. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. PC World magazine recently published its take on the best electronic gadgets. To make the list, gadgets had to be smallish and portable, and something PC World would have naturally covered if it had been published when the gadgets hit the market. Yesterday, we heard about numbers 6 through 10 on the list. Today, PC World contributing editor Dan Tynan takes us through the top 5, starting with number 5, a Sony CD player.
The CDP-101 was the first kind of stereo console that would play CDs. It wasn't particularly cheap. It was close to $1,000. It wasn't particularly sleek. It was kind of big and boxy. But what it did was it introduced CDs.
Number 4 on your list of the 50 greatest gadgets of the past 50 years, the Palm Pilot 1000.
It was the first truly successful PDA, so to speak, personal data assistant, that allowed you to use a pen, a stylus, to write on it. It was two or three years after the Apple Newton, which made a huge splash, but then got trashed because its handwriting recognition wasn't so good, and the Newton was almost a pound. You kind of had to hold it like a pan pizza in your hand to use it, whereas the Palm Pilot, you could actually slip into your pocket, and you can actually hold it in one hand and write with the other. And most of all, you could synchronize it with your home computer. And that was kind of the big deal, was the fact that it was not a substitute for a PC. It was a supplement. It was like a buddy.
We have a tie at number 3, which are two DVRs, digital video recorders. This surprises me a little bit just because it still seems like they haven't had the impact that everyone says they're going to have.
Well, you know, DVRs are having the impact. They're kind of still relatively small. There's something like 2 million TiVo subscribers right now. I'm not sure how many people own a Replay TV. It was one of those devices you could simply buy and then use without having to pay for a subscription. So they're out there. I'm not sure how many. But what's happening is that all of the cable and satellite companies are offering DVR. They're charging you $5 or $10 extra a month for the ability to do what you could do with a TiVo, which is to, you know, stop a live show in mid-sentence, rewind it, come back later, record it, and then watch it later and fast through the commercials. It's an idea that made so much sense that all the other big guys have started to do it. So in a few years, it'll just be kind of accepted. It'll be probably as common as your handheld remote.
Number 2 on your list is a product that a lot of people might suspect they would find at number 1. That's the iPod.
Yeah, I want to speak about both number 2 and number 1 at the same time because we had a big battle internally. We had a lot of email at PC World, whether the iPod or the Walkman should be number 1 or number 2, because they essentially emerged in a dead heat among all the voters. We asked the entire PC World staff, about 40 people, and some other people to vote on these things, and they were a virtual tie. The Walkman, which came out in 79, really invented the whole genre of personal electronics. It was the first real sort of Uber device that everyone wanted to carry on their hip to listen to music. And the iPod is the current incarnation of that. It is the current Uber device. But the iPod would not have been possible without the Walkman. And so for that reason, we gave a slight edge to the Walkman. So, you know, think of them as almost co-equal. You know, the difference between number 1 and number 2 is really razor thin.
Dan Tynan is contributing editor at PC World magazine and author of the book Computer Privacy Annoyances. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.